Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today, we are jumping right in to one of the most widely used and, let's be honest, most confusing categories in wellness, joint support. Mm-hmm. And the centerpiece, you know, is almost always glucosamine. It's this compound that's been so well researched for its structural role.
Right.
But if you've ever actually looked at a supplement aisle, it's never just glucosamine, is it? It's always in a blend with things like chondroitin, MSM, maybe some collagen.
Always. Yep. And that combination, that's precisely why most people just feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the U.S. market, you're facing dozens, maybe hundreds of these blends all promising the same thing: mobility, comfort.
So what's our mission today?
Our mission for this deep dive is to bring some clarity to the science and to the strategy. We're going to define which of these ingredients are, you know, fundamentally useful, how they achieve that critical synergy, and really what separates a reliable premium formula from a generic one that's just cutting corners.
We're here to give you the tools to navigate this space.
Exactly. Knowledgeably.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning then. Before we even talk about blends, what is glucosamine? Why do we always start there?
Okay, so at its core, it's a natural compound.
Yeah.
And it's found specifically in cartilage.
Which is that cushiony tissue in our joints, right? The shock absorber.
That's the one. It's really the core structural element. It's the building block.
Got it. And in supplements, I always see glucosamine sulfate or glucosamine HCl.
Yeah, those are the two primary versions you'll see.
Yeah.
And that distinction, it's not just, you know, technical jargon. It actually matters for things like absorption and how effective it is.
Okay, so tell us a little more about that. Why are there two different forms?
Well, glucosamine sulfate is the one that has historically been studied the most. It's often linked with better bioavailability in the body, which is why you see it as the gold standard in a lot of clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
But glucose from HCl, it actually offers a higher concentration of pure glucosamine per dose, simply because it doesn't have that extra weight from the sulfate part.
Yeah.
A good product, a reputable one, will make sure they're using a clinically meaningful dose no matter which form they pick.
That's a really key piece of information. Okay, but let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Mm-hmm. Expectations. You said it's for long-term support. So if I start taking glucosamine today, how long? How long until I feel something?
That is the critical question. And the answer is, it's not like an aspirin. You're not taking glucosamine for some kind of instant effect.
Right.
We are talking about tissue maintenance, structural support. And that just takes time. This is something that has to be part of a consistent daily wellness routine.
Yep.
You have to supply those nutrients consistently for weeks, sometimes months, for the body to even start using them in its natural cartilage repair cycle.
So if the effect is that gradual and structural, how do I even know it's working? It's not like I can feel my cartilage rebuilding.
You know it's working by looking at the long-term trends. Are you feeling greater daily comfort, a bit more flexibility? The ability to, you know, keep up your active lifestyle without that constant low-level discomfort. It's all about maintenance, not emergency repair. Consistency is just, it's non-negotiable here.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So now this is where it gets interesting for me, the idea of synergy. If glucosamine is the foundation, why do all the really good formulas pair it with other things? Why not just sell it on its own?
Because the joint is such a complex structure. It needs multiple types of support. Cartilage isn't just one single thing. Think of it this way. If glucosamine is laying the bricks for the foundation, you still need other materials for reinforcement, for the cushioning fluid, and for the whole support structure around it, the tendons and ligaments. Relying on one ingredient to do the work of four, it doesn't deliver comprehensive results.
Okay, so let's break down the supporting cast then. Chondroitin is almost always listed right there next to glucosamine. What is its job in this relationship?
Chondroitin is directly tied to the structure and the resilience of that cartilage matrix. It's like the steel rebar stabilizing the concrete.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Its main job is structural reinforcement and helping the cartilage retain water. And that's vital for cushioning and absorbing shock. A well-hydrated cartilage matrix is a healthy functioning one.
Got it. Structure and hydration. Okay, next up is MSM. It's often just marketed for general comfort. We need to go a bit deeper than that. What's the actual mechanism?
MSM, or methyl sulfonyl methane, is absolutely crucial. Its primary function is to be an organic sulfur donor.
Sulfur, okay.
Yeah, sulfur is a fundamental component the body uses to create and maintain all of its connective tissues. So when you supply MSM, you're supporting the disulfide bonds that are necessary for the strength of cartilage, tendons, ligaments, everything. And that supportive role is what ultimately translates into better functional comfort and mobility. It's supporting the architecture that allows for smooth movement.
That distinction is so much more useful than just general comfort. The idea that it's a sulfur donor for structural integrity that connects the dots.
Precisely. So now if you look at the big picture, you've got glucosamine building the framework.
Right.
Chondroitin providing resilience and hydration. And then MSM providing the chemical scaffolding, the sulfur, to keep it all strong.
So what about the last one, collagen? It has completely exploded as a supplement, but what's its specific role for joints in these formulas? And why are some now calling out type 2 collagen specifically?
This is where you can really spot a high-quality blend. So collagen is the main structural protein in the body, right? But joints and cartilage, they rely mostly on type 2 collagen.
Not all collagen is the same.
Not at all. Type I collagen is fantastic for skin, hair, and bones. But type 2, that's the primary structural component of the cartilage tissue itself.
So if a formula has type I, it's not bad, but if it has type 2, it is laser-focused on the actual joint.
Exactly. When you add type 2 collagen into a glucosamine complex, you're supporting the whole ecosystem. You're providing the raw materials for the cartilage, yes, but also for the essential tendons and ligaments that guide and stabilize that joint. That's the difference between a generic blend and a truly targeted structural formula.
The synergy is crystal clear now. It sounds like the source material is really insistent that you need that multi-pronged approach.
The complexity of the joint demands a complex solution. You need glucosamine and chondroitin for the core cartilage, MSM for the scaffolding and comfort, and that type 2 collagen for overall resilience.
So now that we know what to look for, let's get to the most actionable part of this, the quality, because this is where the market gets, well, sloppy.
Right.
What are the common pitfalls we see in those low-end products?
The gap between generic and premium is huge. Low-end products mostly suffer from dilution and just, a poor formulation strategy. A brand will put glucosamine on the label, sure, but they use these really low dosages.
Not enough to actually do anything.
Far below what studies suggest is necessary. And on top of that, they use cheap tablets that are just crammed with binders and fillers. That not only reduces the active ingredients, but can actually get in the way of absorption. And critically, they often skip the expensive but essential nutrients like chondroitin and type 2 collagen completely.
So if I'm standing there in the aisle feeling overwhelmed, what's the actionable checklist? How do I spot a premium formula?
You need to confirm four key structural components are there. And in clinically relevant amounts. This gets you beyond the marketing hype and into what's been proven to work.
Okay, let's talk numbers. What does clinically relevant actually mean for something like glucosamine?
Based on a ton of studies, a reliable target for daily support is a minimum of 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine.
1,500, okay.
If the label doesn't say, or it's way below that, you're probably not getting the dose you need for real maintenance. And a premium complex will also often aim for around 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin, and maybe upwards of 1,000 milligrams of MSM. Those are good benchmarks for a serious blend.
That is extremely helpful. Real goalposts. So the checklist is 1,500 milligram glucosamine, 1,200 milligrams chondroitin, 1,000 milligram MSM, and the targeted inclusion of type 2 collagen.
Yes, and I'd add a fifth point, one that's often overlooked. Clean ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
No unnecessary binders, dyes, artificial additives. The product's job should be to deliver those four synergistic components, period.
The source material we looked at mentioned the NutriHarmony joint complex is a good example of this. How does combining all four glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and that specific type 2 collagen create such a distinct blend?
It creates a fully rounded structural and functional blend. Because it has all four, it's hitting three different areas at once. You've got the flexibility and comfort from the MSM.
Okay, the functional part.
Right. Then the integrity and hydration of the cartilage itself from the glucosamine and chondroitin. And finally, the resiliency of all the surrounding tissues from the type 2 collagen. It's designed to give you all the raw materials you need in one place for holistic joint longevity.
So it basically acknowledges the complexity of the system without making you, the user, become an expert formulator yourself every time you go shopping.
It connects the dots for you. If you're serious about your long-term ability to move, you need a formula designed to support multiple parts of the joint at the same time. It's really an investment in your future mobility.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Let's connect this directly to your life. We established this is a long game. How should people actually integrate this into their routine?
It has to be daily. Think of it just like brushing your teeth. It's non-negotiable maintenance. That consistent delivery of nutrients allows the body to maintain the structural integrity of the joints. The benefits are seen gradually over months. Using it here and there just won't give you the structural results you're looking for.
And who really benefits most from this kind of you know, rigorous, full spectrum support? Are we talking about more than just active people?
Oh, yeah. Anyone whose lifestyle puts intentional high demands on their joints. Think about it. If you're into strength training, your tendons and ligaments are under incredible stress. You need that robust type 2 collagen and MSM support for resiliency.
Right.
Or if you're a runner or even a long distance walker, you need high doses of chondroitin to make sure your cartilage stays hydrated and can absorb that constant impact.
That's a great way to frame it. You're matching the specific stressor to the nutrient it needs. So someone doing Pilates might prioritize the flexibility from MSM.
While a powerlifter needs that deep reinforcement from chondroitin and collagen.
Exactly.
It's about proactively supporting the building blocks of the movement you rely on. It's making sure your body has what it needs to manage that specific type of wear and tear, whether it's from high impact, high repetition, or high load.
But the common goal for everyone is stable, pain-free mobility.
That's it, in your daily life.
Let's bring this deep dive home then, a summary of the key takeaways. We started by defining glucosamine as that core structural nutrient for cartilage.
And we really established the crucial role of synergy. Glucosamine alone. It's just not enough. You need those supporting players. Chondroitin for resilience, MSM for that sulfur support and comfort, and specifically type 2 collagen for the whole connective tissue system.
And finally, the practical takeaway for you when you're comparing formulas. Look past the big glucosamine on the front. Check the back for all four allies in those clinically relevant amounts, like that 1,500 milligram threshold for glucosamine. You're looking for a structured, full-spectrum approach.
And we covered how important consistency is, which leads to the final provocative thought we want to leave you with today.
Okay.
If joint wellness is fundamentally about structural maintenance over decades, what intentional steps are you taking today to provide your body with the premium building blocks it needs? Really think about how consistent foundational supplementation can not only support the routine you have now, but could fundamentally ensure the mobility goals you've set for yourself years, even decades down the road.
Food for thought and actionable intelligence. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the architecture of joint support.